Oh, all right, I got it. I figured out the password to log on. Sorry for the delay. I don't even know if anyone's listening at this point. I mean, aside from it being 40 minutes late, it's also Thanksgiving. But I didn't want to just replay an old show again. So, before I tell you, this is like a real one-man podcast. I get to just say, hold on. Live, even though it's not recorded like a real one-man podcast, you got to sit through the silence. I'm just posting on Twitter that yes, I'm in fact kind of doing a show. Like I was saying, I didn't want to just replay something you guys have heard before. So back in July, Nick and I. This is everyone scrambling to get me the password that I figured out and found on my own. Yes, the radio station. My great friends don't know their own password. I had to dig back through archives of conversations for the last 40 minutes. Okay, just telling them stop. Go back to your Thanksgiving. All right. So, like I said, Nick and I recorded a podcast, I guess, because it wasn't live. And it was, I mean, you know, for those of you who've been listening for a while, you know Nick is, well, the best when it comes to radio and chemistry and everything, as far as I go. Just the funniest guy I ever met in my life. Shut up, phone! So, the reason he hasn't been on the show in years at this point is his double work schedule. So, we were talking about, I never mentioned this on the air. My show. This is my show, but we never, I never discussed it on air, but we were talking about doing a separate show, me and him only, because that way he wouldn't have to be committed to every Thursday night from 7 to whatever. We could just record an hour or two any day of the week and, you know, have it run on an MLR on a Wednesday or whatever day. So we did one. It was an hour and 15 minutes. And this was about 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, I think, before, barely, before I got kicked out of my house and all that shit started to happen. So that was one of the main reasons this never came to fruition, as they say. But again, my new place, I'm literally, as the British say, literally, leave out a couple letters. 4 minutes away from Nick, so as I get all my gear in the new place, finally organized and ready to go, Nick will be back on the regular show. And I won't have to worry about doing two different ones. And all will be well. How was this 10-minute intro? Was it good? Okay. What did I post on Twitter? Going, yeah, that's about accurate for the two people that saw it. Okay, cool. All right, so I'm just gonna shut the fuck up. Hope you enjoyed, currently still are enjoying your Thanksgiving. I don't know how you could be. Well, maybe you're not with your family. I could see that being fun, not being with the family. This, like I said, is like an hour and 15 minutes. So it's kind of good that I'm late tonight. It should wrap up right around 9, which is, it seems to be the new end time, but again, that's because I currently have over an hour drive to the Hammy studio. Anyway, enough of my babbling. Here it is. The first installment of what was going to be, we still couldn't come up with a title to the show. To this day, we don't have one. If there ever will continue to be one, we probably still, it'll be Cousin Joe Show. Part two. So it's something ridiculous. Something even more stupid than what you just heard off the top of my head. It will be that. I was gonna settle for Nick and Joe, but Nick looked at me like he wanted to throw up, so I quickly changed the subject. But anyway, this is the first and only, as of now, podcast of Nick and I. Just the two of us hanging out, no headphones on, just one mic in the middle of the room or whatever. Turned on, so apologies ahead of time if the volume is all over the place, but, you know, me saying that implies that my show is normally professional sounding, and it's not. It's just not. So check this out, and we will be back next Thursday. When I say we, Nick might be included, because, again, it's all a matter of when I get my shit together at the new joint. Yeah, I said joint. I was going to say crib, but it's a little too urban for me. Here it is from the middle of July, me and Nick.
Yeah, no, wait. That's fine.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I got to be, like, right in front of it, though. But whatever.
No, I could turn it up.
So, like, if I'm over here, yeah, that's better.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You can see the thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it has to be where it starts. It's the beauty of this. We could just cut this in wherever it fits.
Elsewhere, like, there's no...
No music, no intro. No, I just wanted to do... Oh, so my intro's gay on the other show? Say it's another show. Like, I already have this set in motion where we're going to have a second show now. That's better. That might happen. I mean...
Wake up, you idiots!
What did they say?
You mean the intro I've had since 2005? When I started the show with you?
Yeah.
I was cutting together that intro as I was patiently waiting for you to get out of jail.
So I could start doing
the show.
That's true. Yeah,
people wonder why I'm so neurotic on the air. That's how I got my start in radio. I was waiting for my... I don't want to call you a co-host because that's like... I've had a lot of co-hosts. You're like a radio partner. And, yeah, waiting for you to get out of the joint to start the show. That'll make any host nervous for the rest of his career.
You were actually one of the only ones that visited me in jail besides my mom.
Really?
Yeah, that was it. It was you and my mom.
That's sad.
Oh, I think Jen came once. Remember that girl I was going out with?
Oh, she was ugly. Sorry. Sorry.
She definitely was. I'll give it to you, dude. Yeah. I don't know what.
No, she was really oddly hot. She was...
Oh, thanks.
No, she's like...
Like Down syndrome kids are not hot to me.
No.
That's
on drugs hot. No. That oddly hot is, it's like, there's something, like, you know they're ugly, but there's something...
She didn't even really have a nice body either.
No, dumpy. But there's something about her face where it's like, I bet that looks good when it's being fucked.
Oh, yeah, it did.
You know what I mean?
It did.
Yeah.
And she would do anything I wanted, so it was fine.
Of course.
She didn't like anything. She used to drop off bags of, like, brand new clothes.
Laundry. I remember that.
Yeah.
She'd pick up all your laundry in giant bags and bring it back.
Yeah, and go wash them.
And you were nowhere near a laundry.
Oh, yeah.
Or laundry.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, man.
Yeah, when I threatened to break up with her, and she's
so
like,
it was a nice trade-off.
Buy me dinner. Yeah.
A little trade-off.
And the Yankee tickets. It was good.
She's not on either of our Facebooks, are she?
Oh, God, no.
Okay,
I haven't talked to her in years.
Okay,
thank God. But, yeah, no. So okay. This is cool.
Yeah, no, I don't want any intro music. I don't want any breaks.
No commercials?
No, just hanging out, talking.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We were hanging out before.
Yeah, we should have done this when you lost your drone.
I didn't lose it.
Well, you don't, yeah, well, you looked for it for a real long time.
I
Joe's got a new passion now. He's a drone driver.
Okay.
Professional. Well, nowhere near professional, but a drone pilot.
Nick said that outside when we were talking about what would happen if someone experienced Nick. Yeah, what if a real drone driver? Drone driver? Fucking retard making me look stupid?
You look stupid. I've never seen Joe run before. It was the greatest thing in the world. You know when, like, a baby...
It hasn't happened.
Like a baby calf drops out of a cow? And then just tries to scurry away real quick. That's what Joe looked like when he was trying to run. He's got his Converse on. Like, he figured out the mechanics of one foot in front of the other, but faster paced. So he, like, hobbled over the grass and then completely lost the drone. You just saw his face get so serious as this drone went farther and farther away. And then it just... We watched the video later.
I was, of course, running towards it to keep it in range of the transmitter, which we
chasing
found out.
Chasing his robot in the sky.
Yeah. And panicking. I was telling Nick, I got two drones. The one I almost lost was the starter one. The other more expensive one is my third, because I lost that twice. I'll tell that in a second. But the starter one we took out, the wind caught it. And, yeah, I was chasing after it, and it was, the range kept up, as we saw in the video later, because we found it. We were about to give up.
Yeah, you couldn't catch up with it.
And, yeah, well, no.
It's called reverse.
Fuck off. That changes when you spin it around. Oh, yeah. 180.
If you were a good drug driver, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
I was telling you, I watched all these videos on quadcopters, drone, same thing, and how to fly them and, you know, keep them steady and hover and all the basic shit. And all of them say, if you lose control, you don't panic. Don't hit the joystick, because you saw it. You tried it. The joysticks are so sensitive. You hit the throttle up a fucking cunt hair, and it goes up 30 feet and stays there until you drive. So, of course, both thumbs, it's like I'm playing Mortal Kombat trying to throw those blue fucking sonic booms.
Blue sonic booms.
The things in Mortal Kombat.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either.
Street Fighter?
Hadouken. Yeah, I think it's Street Fighter.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So I was doing that, which made it 10 times worse.
Why wouldn't your initial reaction just be to drop the throttle?
Because where it was, it would have hit a tree or a roof.
It did hit a tree.
Eventually, but I know, but there were bigger trees where it was initially.
Yeah, once you couldn't climb.
So I tried to get it back towards us. But we were about to give up, and what would you say? This was like 600 feet away from where we took off?
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Probably more than
and
that.
And 20 minutes later.
And down the hill.
Where the battery on this thing should have been dead. It was $50, this drone. And I'm holding the remote. I turn it on and off to sync it back up. And just for the hell of it, I turn the throttle, which is, you know, makes it go up. And I hear the blade spin.
Yeah.
And I called to you.
Yeah. I thought that something was happening.
Like my wife was giving birth.
Yeah.
I just saw.
I found it. Come here. I'm like, I'm wearing flip-flops, fucker. What the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm running here.
At a steep hill.
Yeah, at a steep hill. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
And it was just,
finds it there.
It was in a neighbor's tree, and thankfully, it was only like maybe 15 feet up, maybe a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And even more thankfully, Nick pointed out that it was vacant.
Yeah.
So I could go vandalize their tree and shake the fuck out of it, so my drone fell back out on the floor.
I kind of compare it to Sully. The guy that crash landed on the Hudson, saved all those people.
Oh, I'm a hero.
Yeah, you are. No, nobody died. No one got injured. And we found the drone.
You know, there were a lot of Hasidic Jew children that could have had their yarmulkes clipped off by these drone propellers.
Should have.
Right. So I'm not a hero then. I fucked up. All right, next time.
You need to get sharp razor blades.
Yes.
Just drive it around 7-Eleven.
Just, all you gotta do is unclip that little bobby pin that connects that little stupid dome.
The horn show. No, God.
Don't do that. I told you, I don't want to spend time editing. I just want to leave it alone. So stop.
Oh, man. It's just too easy.
I know, as it should be. But the thing is, with the drones, they're fun.
Yeah. No, I definitely want one now. I got the bug.
Then we spent like a half hour watching drones that cost close to a grand.
Where things like panicking doesn't matter because you can just press the
home button. Right, because it's GPS.
It just stays. It's on GPS and it comes back to you.
Yeah, and you pretty much just use like your Google Maps navigation to go, I want to go here, and you don't have to learn anything.
Which everyone should just do in the first place.
Yeah, that really defines America and Americans. Why go through you know, all the work of learning when you can just have it handed to you?
Yeah. No, that's what I say.
And pay off a credit card for 5 years.
Yeah. And live in your mom's basement.
Which I'm already doing. Both of those.
What's in this box, Joe? Show me what's in the box. There's a black mystery box here that Joe's embarrassed to show
before
me.
Before we started recording, we got on not just drones, but other things that I guess, I was about to say waste my money on.
No,
but
keep you stabilized.
Thank you. Right.
Keep you, keep you leveled
off. Give me a excuse and reason to go.
Is your sister move out yet?
I don't have one. What are you talking about? So it came up somehow, and I went, well, you know what's in there? Speaking of money. And are we doing the first audio unboxing?
Yeah, what is this thing? It's about a 18-inch by 18-inch black box. About 4 inches thick.
I don't think you know about this.
Oh, my God. It's something with Pink Floyd.
What are you seeing? You have to describe it.
It's something. It's a fucking.
It's about 40
records.
Pounds.
It's records. It's got to be records.
Are your hands sticky?
No.
Yes, I asked you that question.
Yeah, I know. He's about to hand me the
his careful
first, his firstborn child.
I am. This is the only child I'm ever going to have. Dude. Yeah. Right. Is that not fucking heavy? So it's a black box that unfolds to about, I think it's 15 to 20 feet fully. It is the super deluxe edition of Roger Waters' The Wall Live, which has a couple vinyls. It's got the Blu-ray. It's got exclusively, Nick.
Uh-huh.
Exclusively, the other thing we're going to do in this show is me not give a shit about things like what you're doing now. Like normally, I'd
You just did give a shit.
No. Normally,
you just broke the seventh wall or whatever the fuck.
Fourth. But fourth, normally, I mute it and wait till you got it steady. But I don't care. So, it's got exclusively, like I said, for that edition, which you don't know how much that is, do you?
This is probably.
We'll get to that in a second. Well, hang on.
This thing this unfolds into 15 feet.
Something like that. You'll see. It was one of the selling points, Nick. Well,
what the fuck?
One of the exclusive Jesus things Christ. To that is the original score to the film that we saw in the theater, Roger Waters' The Wall. You know, the concert film.
Yeah. Like the one that they actually used?
The score.
The score, like that Roger Waters wrote handwritten?
If you mean... Oh.
The actual one he wrote is in here.
No.
Well, it should be.
It's funny you say it, though. His signature is in there. He hand-signed all... the back of... That side will say the numbers. It's numbered. How many total are there? It'll say. I don't even know my number. No, you had it. The back of that.
This is so awkward.
Because it opens 20 different ways because it's
Roger Waters the wall.
No, there's a thing.
There's a thing.
All right, flip it over completely.
Oh my god.
All right, dude. There you go. That bottom. What's the number?
323.
Out of what?
1500.
Okay, 1500 were made. He signed every single one. If you open the book, shut up. There's not a rip. There's not a rip.
Yeah.
And those were all put up on display on a wall, and each box was like a brick, and they had people paint. That's why you see. And if you open it, there's the entire art that they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's unique every box.
So this scrapes off then.
No, don't use your fingernails.
You fucking Gaylord.
Like I said, one of the selling points for me was the score. And yeah. Do you want to know what the score on that vinyl is?
2 to 5.
The sounds, musical sounds score.
What?
If you play the movie and
where's the signature?
And you held your phone recorder to the speaker, that's the score. They even left the fucking sound effects in. While he's driving, and there's like the symphony type thing playing,
right?
They left that in there. They didn't even separate. That's what they put in there.
Oh, that sucks.
They literally ripped it from the film. That's the quote score. It's also a bonus documentary, which I didn't even fucking watch. But I will tell you.
Where is his signature?
If you open the middle thing, you pull that out. In that red... I think in there. So many compartments. No, it's not there.
It's in this thing.
It's either in there. Yeah, it's either in there or it's in that middle thing you just pulled out, which is a giant book. It's in there. It's like the first page.
This is a complete waste of money.
Pull, we didn't know how much it is yet. Yeah, pull that out here.
I'll help you. If it was a dollar.
That's not nice and fair.
Nice and fair.
No.
Look at you opening this thing.
God, I'm bending it. Hang on. Okay. So, here. This. There is his signature.
Oh, my God. That's not his signature. Please don't tell me that's his signature.
I've seen his signature before, and I can... say that...
he was testing the Sharpie.
It's a little messy. He might have been in a rush to sign 1,500 in a row.
Oh, really? He was in a rush?
It's just an R with...
with a bunch of squigglies. They're horizontal. They're vertical.
What's this up here?
He was just testing it out.
Oh, my God, you're right. He was just going to see if it would have any ink in it.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a new Sharpie. Or it was the last one. See if it had any ink
left. Dude, no way. Is there an letter of authenticity with this?
It came from his website. It's the only place you could buy it.
It just looks like R and a duck foot.
Now, I could tell you.
I know signatures can look fucked up, but that just looks like a kid wrote it.
It's terrible.
Wow.
I'll admit it's terrible. I'll also say that I checked after like 2 weeks of getting that. On eBay, it went for a little more than half of what I paid for it.
It went for more than half?
Yes.
On eBay?
Uh-huh. Now, more than just one copy, quite a few. Four or five. So, quick before we move on.
It went for more than half of what you paid for it.
What I'm saying is, if I wanted to buy it afterward, and if I didn't get it, you know, in time, before it sold out, paying double, at least. How much do you think I paid for that? Okay, I'll give you a quick rundown. It's got the vinyl of the soundtrack.
Ooh, big dent up here.
Fuck you, there's no dent. Vinyl of the soundtrack. There's the Blu-ray, which I already have, and the vinyl I already have. There's the CDs, which I already have.
Dust come free?
I believe those are paint markings.
No.
And stop touching it.
There's a big dent
and
up here.
Stop it.
God.
And then there's...
Are you going to let the eBayers know that there's a dent in your product?
I'm not putting it on eBay.
Thank God.
Jeez. And since you're not listening, that's it. No, what do you think I paid
with
for
all
that?
Stuff. I bet you paid...
I mean, again, this is not... I didn't buy
I'm
it from eBay.
Tell
this
what,
is a list. This
I'm
is
tell
what
you
they
what
sold
I think
it for.
You paid.
Again, Roger Waters' official site, what they sold it for.
$500.
You're spot on.
No way.
Did you know that?
This was $500?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Joe.
I'm not sure if that included shipping. I don't think it did.
Oh, my God.
No,
well,
no,
how much
did.
Is this autograph worth?
I don't know.
That's if you factor that in, because it is signed,
mm-hmm.
and it's limited edition. So I get...
So $1,500, which, I mean...
Is there any significance to the number
It's not like it's fucking Bright Eyes. It's Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, so it's pretty fucking exclusive.
Yeah, take this thing away from me. I don't want this anymore.
What?
Honestly, how much do you think this weighs?
That's about 15 pounds.
At least.
Yeah. Dude, Jesus. And are you... Ooh, live on the air. Ooh, another one down.
Oh my God. It's not live, so it's okay.
Oh, I mean, it's right.
I got shop towels from...
Where?
Someplace.
Where is the shop towels from someplace?
Here.
Why are you slapping them on the ground? No, I didn't get anything over. I didn't.
To sop.
Sop. Now explain.
This poor floor.
Do you?
Do you think I may be overpaid?
No, I don't. Because
it crossed my mind to sell it for double, but I went.
Oh, they were selling for 1,000.
Oh yeah, 1,100, 1,200. And when I saw that, I was like, "No, what am I, crazy? I got to keep this. If it's worth that now."
And 15, if you all 1,500 of them together make one picture.
Yeah.
What does it make? Let me see it.
There's an. I'll.
Have you pinpointed which one was yours?
Yes.
I'm sure you did.
Now, as you know, this is my favorite.
No, because yeah,
artist
exactly.
And everything.
I,
so what would you
I,
go
I,
for?
I
your...
have spent money on Rangers signed stuff and, you know. Yankees sign thing, so I get it, and it does come with the content. So, I mean, have you physically? I mean, I guess physically, but added everything up to see what it would be worth separately plus his autograph?
No, I'm afraid to.
No, I think that it's not. It's pretty close.
But how do you gauge someone's autograph value?
You look it up on eBay. Like, what's a Roger Waters autograph going for?
But this, I mean, depending on what he signed, it varies.
All right, what if he just signed a fucking ticket stub? That's what I mean. Like, he doesn't have to sign his first guitar he ever played. I'm talking about.
I couldn't even guess. I can look it up in a second.
Yeah.
But what was I finding for you?
Oh, the thing.
The what? Oh, the picture of everything.
Yeah.
That thing right there, that thing unfolds into 15 feet?
If you do it correctly, apparently.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, I see where you are already. Let me see this.
Yeah. You hold that it in. Is easy to spot.
You hold that in. Okay.
And that whole thing unfolds into what? At least...
this is about
six... Close to 6 feet? I'd say close to six. Yeah. Oh, no, your arms aren't spread all the way. So, 5 feet.
Is this a picture of all of them together?
He's asking off the mic if the picture all of them together. What do you mean all? Oh yeah, it's every single box set up against a warehouse wall, and them after they painted on every single box set. Yes.
Let me see the front of yours.
Uh huh.
DR.
Yeah, it's in the corner. And I forget what the sentence is. You find it? And you can feel
over this way.
Yeah, no, it's on one corner. I forget which one. That might be the left, yeah.
Yeah, children have no blame.
Children have no... Okay, well, I can get behind that unless they're colored. Painted, I mean, you know, like the box. Painted. Right? I don't like it when he's silent when I do that. Doesn't come across as joking.
Hold on, let me see the front.
What?
I'm telling you right now, it's different.
This is an audio show. What do you mean it's different? Oh, he's going to try and say that I got fucking scammed.
Dude, you got one that some guy made in the street.
You're an asshole.
You got the one that, like, Roger Waters' son made. Like, in the basement.
His name is Harry Waters, and he plays keyboards in the band. Give me that fucking thing back.
Oh, my God, it's so different.
Shut up, give me it.
It's so different.
You're so full of shit, give me it.
The E is nowhere near. The drips are different. Oh, my God, dude, you got shafted.
I'm not listening to you. Give me that. Give me it. Give me it.
Oh, man.
Give me it back.
All right, there you go.
Damn it.
At least they could have done was giving you the right false information.
That
sucks. Some guy spray painted something on there.
It is spray painting.
Here you go. Here's another one. Here, Roger Clemens, sign this one.
They were up on scaffolding painting this thing.
Where'd the thing go? Where'd the ribbon go?
Oh, where'd the ribbon go?
I don't find it afterwards. It's only part of a $500 box set plus $60 shipping.
Have you even listened to anything in there?
You mean like from the box?
Yeah.
Well,
you don't have to.
It came with a digital download version of everything. That's how I know what the score sounds like.
Oh.
But have I put anything on, like, out of this box? No.
That's good.
Is it?
Are you going to buy another one? How hard would it be to find the one that was next to it? So you're going to have two pieces that were next to each other.
Well, dude, think about the odds. There's only 1,500 of them. And let's look right now at eBay and see how many people are selling them.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
If you could find one for right now for $300, would you buy it?
No.
Why?
I have mine already.
You have yours, but you don't have another one of 1,500.
Because it would end up the same as every other second, like that Pearl Jam Bonnaroo poster that's limited edition, sold out like the first night at Bonnaroo.
It looks like you
made
that at Kinko's. Go ahead.
Thank you. Ass fuck.
It looks like you could just make that at Kinko's.
You could, but it's not that.
They did.
No,
they went to Kinko's, but what they did is they just tell you.
The back has writing.
Oh, Kinko's can't print shit on the back? Mark is the second week old. Kinko's employee can do that shit.
No.
You make fake IDs.
No.
You paid for a piece of paper with some...
Well, my point is I bought two because I was going to sell the other one because they go for at least double. But, of course, it's still sitting in his poster tube. So my point is that's what would happen with my second... Roger Waters, The Wall box set. SDE.
Well, you could.
All right. So far, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
Which means the ones.
Nobody wants to possibly sell one.
And it means the ones I saw, first of all, are gone. Okay. And that the people that bought them don't want to sell them because they're,
fake.
All right,
there it is, $17.38.
That's the...
$17 for the Blu-ray Pink Floyd. There it is. It's all there. You can have the same...
There. Okay, what do you see there, fuckface? What do you see right there, top? What is that you're seeing?
That is. That's a copy one. Now, what's the front of it look like?
What are the first four listing years?
For about $1,900.
First five. Look, go in the row. Go from top to bottom, Nick Reed.
$1,800, $1,200, another $1,900, and then $2,000. But
and then under that?
Yeah, but who's... I mean, look, man, I could put dick pics
under that,
2,100.
And we have any... Okay, that's all of them. But still. Still.
So there's five for sale.
Yes, for...
So let's see
for
what the...
For fucking quadruple what I paid.
How come the first two pictures are the same?
Because they use the original stock photo
different
from the
prices.
Everyone does that. Well, look, this one's sealed. This one's not.
So let's see.
So that
number
takes
nine,
off.
Number 903 and number 874.
What did you say? Mine one was 3 something?
3 something. Yeah.
Well, I got a low number. Does that
matter?
Well,
because you're all the way on the left.
Okay, thanks.
They probably went in order.
Does that matter? Or does the low number mean
well,
better?
If his signature looked that shitty at 300, I can't imagine what it would look like at 1500. Jesus Christ. Probably just wipes it with something.
Hopefully, he had more than one marker.
Well, that's not even man, I hope he did it more than one day. It looks horrible.
But honestly, imagine if you were him.
Click on one of these pictures. I want to see if anything looks. I want to see if you can see the actual front of it. If they're all so unique. All
right, fine. This one. This is just. There's the number of
right.
the box.
Yeah, you have the same one on yours.
Right.
Oh, see, he's sitting down.
Where?
Signing all of them.
Yeah, that's proof that he signs them. And look, that looks like what you saw on mine. See the signature?
So how come some of them have swoops and some of them don't?
Because they can't all be identical, and he's doing 1,500
of them. They can't all be identical?
1,500
You don't want the signature to be identical?
He's got a
canvas
know
what it fucking is, then?
Of fucking 6 by 4 feet. Of course it's going to be different.
Look, that none of them look like yours.
Yes, they do.
And they don't have the little test thing on the...
Well, mine especially. He tested mine.
He tested yours?
Yes, he did.
Let's see the front of it. Oh, there's some of them. Is that you? Is that him standing by yours?
Oh, look, there's them putting it up. See? Oh, did he breathe on mine?
This guy's got a fucking obsession with walls. What's up with walls?
He just knows that now?
Just loves walls. Because he's just like walking to a... This is a beautiful wall. This is an 18 count grade coarse cinder block. It's about 8 inches thick. It's a beautiful wall.
What kind of concrete was used?
He must be voting for Trump.
I don't think you follow Roger Waters' politics.
He's going to build a wall.
Oh, there you go.
He's going to build a wall.
Fuck, I want that one.
Yeah, you
That's
should
the guy with
one.
The gas mask
oh,
face.
Oh, it's gas mask face, man.
It is, though.
How do you not get that?
Dude, how cool is that? And it fit on the entire cover almost.
Oh, man.
So much better than mine. It's
Way
only $1,900.
You got DR.
I'm not
stripping.
Even from the Dominican Republic. This is 1900.
Or a doctor.
Never. God damn it.
How do we know there's a gas mask guy? It could be like the bottom of someone's shoe.
Well. I want it to be the gas mask guy.
Actually, oh, so they actually have it.
The more I look at it, I really don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I think it's a piece of a drone.
Yeah.
It broke off in a tree.
It's like someone's fucking shoelace. What the fuck? That's pretty cool, though.
It is.
It's, you know, the concept.
But, dude, again, you know. Look at the fucking price.
Yeah, and you got yours for
now.
500?
I don't. That's why I stopped feeling stupid the day I looked at eBay.
Well, it
but
says make
But then
make
again,
an offer
I'm never, too. You know, I'm never going to sell that.
Well, not, I mean. It'd be a nice down payment for an apartment.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it could actually do for you.
Mm-hmm. What if one would prefer to sit and listen to music on that thing and be depressed about not living in one?
Well, you build a wall, Joe.
I do.
You build a wall. Around yourself.
Every day with drugs and alcohol.
That's right. This is working so far.
Almost impenetrable.
That's right.
The only ones that seem to get through it are girls, and that's why I don't see them anymore. Not because I don't go out and try, and they don't respond to me on Tinder. Not that at all.
Do you Tinder?
I try.
Do you Grindr?
I actually paid for Tinder.
What?
$20 a month. Not yearly. It's per month, and then I stopped.
Wait, you paid for Tinder? That's a thing?
Yeah. Only guys have to pay. Girls get all the features free. If you're using the free version as a guy, you only get a certain amount of girls you could swipe yes or no to per 12 hours. And
how many swipes is that?
I don't fucking count. Who knows? Okay, if you're doing it nonstop, no more than 8 minutes, tops.
You could swipe a lot of people in 8 minutes.
Okay, 4. Also, if you pay.
That's horrible, Joe.
Also, if you pay, you get this thing called Super Like. And what that does is let the girl know that you had you click like on them, and you get five of those.
But don't they always know? Oh, no.
No, only until they swipe you. But if they don't swipe you, you get five of those per 12 hours.
So what? So those super likes are unlimited when you pay?
No, I pay in it. When I paid, I would get five for 12 hours.
Oh, my God.
And then you could pay more to get more super likes, which I never did. I never did.
Dude.
But there are super like plans.
You
I
did.
Swear to God.
You did.
I did not.
You went over your super like bill.
I did not.
Not once.
I did not.
You swear to God.
No.
Swear on your mom's life right
now. I swear on mom's life.
You never went over your super like quota.
I never extended my super life subscription.
We know super you never life. Extended your super life.
I never have one. Fuck you. But I, no, I never. No, I didn't.
Dude. So did
and what? once, one girl. That worked at a similar job that I have at a different...
Can you message them when you super like them?
No.
Like, bitch, I'm paying for this shit.
You have to wait for them to...
You have no idea.
So frustrating.
Make it worth it, bitch. It's $20.
So frustrating.
It's a pack of Stokes and a 12-pack.
There was one. There was one that sent me a message going, you super like me, so you must really like me. Tell me why.
Yeah, be like, yeah. Hey. Oh, tell me why?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But surprisingly, it went well. I don't remember what I said. But we started to have a regular conversation. It turned out she worked 10 minutes away at a different company than mine, but similar. So we knew the same kind of things. And I haven't grown out of my 19-year-old phase because I immediately went to sort of do it on your lunch break tomorrow.
To do what?
Meet up for lunch. Because we worked 10 minutes away. In the moment, it sounded practical. And then the second hit send, I went, oh, no.
Wait,
oh, no, I'm a needy faggot again. Again.
Well, how long was it until you said that, until you answered that?
After like 2-3 days of talking.
That doesn't seem so bad. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I only counted as bad because she responded like twice after that and then just disappeared.
Was she hot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what stings.
I think that just sending dick pics probably gets you farther than... It's
actually...
Than asking to go to lunch.
God, that has worked.
Yeah. You're not the go-to-lunch dude.
You're never go grab a drink, dude.
Yeah.
At lunch.
At lunch.
At work.
At lunch,
during
at
your
work,
lunch break at work.
In the car.
Your work break, yeah, exactly.
On the way to go get drinks. We drink at the car. Drink in the car to go get drinks and then pick up drinks on the way back to drink at work.
Only when no one else is around.
Only when no one else is around. Well, the
it doesn't count if
around.
The place is closed, right?
No, not at all.
I don't
That's
think
fair
so.
Game after that. You can do whatever you want.
Goddamn right.
At that point, there's no rules.
Thank you.
So nothing else, huh? No match, no nothing? No,
no I paid for it twice. The second time I paid for it was at Bonnaroo because I went on it.
Oh, I forgot you went to that.
And I started to see, you know, all the girls around me saying, hey, I'm in, you know, this location, Bonnaroo.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm here, too.
Yeah.
So I paid for it. And
is Tinder just meant to bang, though?
Mostly. But you know me. That's not my thing. And there are a lot of girls that put... Yeah, you know I'm a relationship guy.
Yeah, but like...
Even after all these years, you'd think I'd be bitter enough.
Yeah, you wouldn't just fuck a girl.
I've leaned... Yeah, no, I've done that.
Yeah.
I, you know, where years ago I not like swore off like a weirdo or like I would never look for whatever, you know, but just that it's not my thing to do. But because of my bitterness, that's happened and I couldn't give two shits plenty of times. Oh, yeah.
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 Well, that's good.
But my point is my main goal is a somewhat solid relationship. I don't want to get fucking married. I don't want to live together. I just somewhat.
Well, then you just want a hooker.
Does she come in per week?
Yeah. Dude, you just pay hookers to leave, man.
No, but see, this is where I know I come in as the weirdo.
You don't want
like
to get married and you don't want to live with them.
But I like to cuddle afterwards. I like to hang out. I like
So just get a hooker. That's a lot
you
cheaper.
You can't cuddle with a hooker.
You can cuddle with a...
No,
you
can't
can
because you
with
know
a...
they're faking it, and that's worse than them fake fucking
Dude,
you.
No.
Fake cuddling is worse than fake fucking.
Fake cuddling is worse than fake fucking?
Yes, because fake fucking is so easy for them to act. They just moan. Do you know how awkward
they
are?
You can get the girlfriend experience.
They must be. laying next to, cuddling.
They're in the moment.
Within 30 seconds, they have the ability. You have to know, or it has to register in your mind, this girl does not want to be here.
Yeah, but you don't want to be there either. Because then you you want to just cuddle, and then you
want to
go.
Then why am I paying
home.
If I don't want to be there?
Because but I'm saying if you had a real girl, you'd want to. You said you just want to go home. You don't want to live with them. So like you just want to cuddle with them. Just like, get the fuck out.
I'll back up.
I just got my real cuddling experience now. Get the fuck out of here, and I don't want to.
How about on weekends?
Oh, on weekends. Like what is he, a fucking divorced child?
Okay, all right. Let me back up.
Get him on fucking holidays on weekends.
Let me back up again. We fly the drone backwards a little bit more.
You've already lost in the trees, my friend.
I never had the GPS. A little bit more. Not until it's like a year or so.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then you know.
But never a wedding ever and no fucking kid.
Never the wedding ever and no kid.
Ever.
People say that, but then they change their minds. But you do understand the natural progression of a relationship then.
Yes, you know me. You've known me almost all my life. I've been in relationships.
Okay.
Yeah, granted, they haven't lasted more than half a year.
That's what I'm saying.
But
like after a year, you do usually
get
a little more serious, and you move in together, and you.
Oh, that's where we followed.
Especially at your age now. Like back when we were in our 20s, no, you didn't.
Yeah, no.
But now we're older, and like that happens sooner.
There's no more easy pickings.
No. And then now
all the
leftover
girls are the
ones. You know what's going to suck, dude? If you don't start getting your act together, you're going to have no choice to but date a girl with a kid.
Wait, you're saying already, my act isn't together?
That already has a kid. I mean, relationship-wise.
No, I'm kidding, but I...
And
I know you are, but I had to say that because I had to sadly recognize you're so accurate. The majority of any of the decent-looking ones left either have a kid, most of them do, or... batshit crazy and or sloppy drunks, and you see them at the same local bars every weekend, wondering the same thing you're wondering: why am I alone?
Yeah.
But you look at them and go, "I could tell you."
Yeah,
I have the answer for you.
I can show you.
Yeah,
let me just fly my drone right around your head for a little while. Show you what you're doing.
I can show all the different angles you pass out at.
Yeah,
as I fly around. Yeah,
and unlike you, I have a home 40... button.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's free. But the early 30s is the age where all the good ones have been taken and married.
They're all going to have kids.
I thought by now that whole institution would have gone away where it's, I like to say or like to think it's less popular, marriage.
What?
Still though, but it's,
no.
It's still,
no, it's popular.
But I think it's more the female thing.
Oh, it definitely is.
In the early 30s, it's all the women that they go,
guys,
what am I doing in my life if I'm not married? I have to.
Yeah, no, I don't give a shit about that.
So you don't care about getting married, but...
No, I know she does.
I know your girl's awesome, and if she really wanted it, you'd do it.
Oh, yeah.
But only because she... Only because
I know
she,
that's going to happen one day, but I just don't...
I know, that's why I got my reverend license.
That's right.
But only because... But again, only because she wants to.
Yeah. Well, no, I do want to.
Oh,
no,
don't backpedal.
Put it this way. I do want to as well, but it's definitely more important to them.
Well, I'll put it this way. Who would bring it up first?
Her.
Exactly.
Of course.
And if she didn't, would you ever?
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
That's my point.
Actually.
That's my point.
But I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to the idea if she did bring it. She already has, so it's not like it's...
Yeah.
You know, and I don't care. One day it'll happen, but in nothing, I hope... Nothing changes, but you know it always does, and I hope that we can just curve as much as
I don't.
Changes,
you know what?
You know,
it's
what changes.
I don't think the marriage thing changes that many people, but the kid thing.
Yeah,
there's at least one or two friends I've been close with for years. Once they had a kid, I haven't seen or heard from them at all.
Well, they suck your entire existence away.
Oh, so I thought it was more of like, you know, that I don't know about that Joe guy around my kid.
Oh, no. Not me. It would just be that they just take so much time. And you have to like keep them alive.
I don't like the fact that you're making excuses for my shitty friends.
Well, yeah,
who have had kids and don't talk to me anymore.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's that.
No?
I think,
you think they're so busy that in like a year, 2 years...
It's not like they just got a dog.
Why can't they have the girl watch it for, you know, a night? I just call it...
Do you know I call it too? I get in trouble for that?
I just caught myself.
I know. I say it all the time.
At that age, though, it is. They all look alike. You can't tell whether they're male by their face.
From the waist up, you could never tell.
That's why it's always hilarious. Yeah. Look how cute this baby is. It looks like every other
baby.
Every
fucking baby looks like a
wet
raisin.
Unless it's extremely fucking ugly.
Yeah.
Then it's different. Like,
babies are so weird to me. Foreign looking. They're like not quite humans yet.
Burdens, I call them.
Burdens?
Burdens.
That's another word you can use for them.
Yeah. Like, on social lives, yeah. They are.
Is that why that lady in Montgomery or whatever just... What did she do? She threw her baby out in the trash? What? There's another one of those.
Heroes? Another one of those what?
Great babysitters? No. Some woman like not too far from here put her kid in a bag. Like a shopping bag. Put her kid in like a plastic shopping bag.
The way your face... when you said bag, I don't know what. Sorry, I laughed a lot.
This is so bad. It really is fucked up.
Was it plastic?
It was, yeah, of course it was. It was like, I don't think a kid could die in a paper bag.
It would be funny to watch try and get out. Because, you know, it wouldn't. All right, I'm done. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It would literally have to find its way out of a paper
those
bag.
Those plastic-coated paper bags?
Yeah. It was a plastic-coated paper bag. Like it holds meat?
I don't know, but they have them.
They do?
Yeah.
In your baby-killing shop? Where do you fucking find those things? But but that happened here. So then, yeah. So obviously they're burdens to some people.
I love that's the lesson we ended on.
That's the point of the whole conversation. You know,
some people
I just want to remind everyone
find
that
bags.
They still have the policy where you can just drop off your unwanted babies at the police station. So that's where they
not the church anymore. The police won't fuck them. So yeah, that's why they don't let them drop off at churches anymore. They used to be churches.
Yeah, the police don't like it, though. I'm sure they're just like, God damn it. Another fucking baby at the door. Take it to the hospital.
Depends on whether it's wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt or not.
Oh, God, that shit.
When you just use it as a fucking kickball. All right, I'm going to cut that out. I'm going to cut that out.
Oh, man, did you see they had the protest in Nyack?
No.
The Black Lives Matter protest?
For those of you listening don't know, that's in our area. That is pretty
like
damn
close. A couple towns over, yeah.
They, how many people?
Somebody just went like up to them. There's a Facebook video. I forget who had it. And like some old man is just like, don't you guys work? Don't you guys have jobs to go to? Like the lady with the megaphone just didn't shut up and like didn't acknowledge him. But it was funny because there was only like 40 people there. It was at the gazebo in the main street
right.
part of town.
Was there like a barricade with cops?
The cops were barricading off like
such
one
a
side
waste
street.
Of fucking time and resources and fucking
it was so dumb. I think it was cool that Giuliani said if we had White Lives Matter, we would be racist, and he came out and said that.
Well, I mean, yeah, because
I thought that was cool.
It's not news, but again, right. You can't say that out right. loud mm-hmm. without being labeled racist. Yeah. Right. Now, you said a couple of things that were dead on accurate.
Yeah, because the whole situation, listen, it sucks. Five cops lost their lives. That's fucking bullshit. But these people are handling it the wrong way. I think that, I hate that we're getting into this, but...
I don't care.
But the Dallas police chief said, you know, fucking come on, man.
Applications
we're,
are
we're
up.
Hiring.
Yeah,
we're hiring.
You want to make a change? That was brilliant.
I think that was great, dude.
That was brilliant.
I think that, and you know what it was? When you saw him say it was completely off the cuff. It was complete, was not rehearsed at all. He just
definitely
said that.
Sincere.
He just said it. Like,
how many of those fucking protesters do you think called him a fucking Uncle Tom? Hmm? How many of those protesters watching that do you think called him an Uncle Tom or a fucking...
What do you mean? Just because it's saying, like, go get a job?
No,
because
it's saying, you know, come join our side. Come, you know, we're, that whole thing.
I didn't get that vibe from it.
No, there wasn't a vibe to get. I'm saying imagine
all the people.
Imagine how many times I have to edit this podcast to make me not sound stupid.
Don't edit it at all.
No, I'm not. But I'm saying, so. Don't you think there was a lot of people watching that police chief go, fuck you. You don't understand. You're not understand
yeah.
us.
You're not
even though he's
streets.
Black. You don't understand.
You're not in our streets. You don't know.
Meanwhile, the guy's son died of, he was a cop and was shot because he was mentally ill. And yeah.
No way.
Like, oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, his son was a cop who was mentally fucked and I think, like, drew on another officer or, like, you know, went up and got shot and killed. Yeah, because he was totally mentally fucked. That's why he addressed, like, kind of clearly when he brought up examples, when he was saying, and it's true, people expect the police to do too much. You know, it, I love one of the things was 70% of black families have no father. Well, call the police to fix it. You know, you know, one was, you know, well, this person is mentally unstable, mentally ill. Call the police to he's got experience with all that shit.
Yeah. But he's right, though.
He is. And again, you can tell he's being sincere and honest, and he's fucking accurate.
It's fucked up, but the other thing, I mean, maybe it's me. I don't know if I should feel bad or not, but
what?
I didn't. The first dude that got shot, he had a gun.
Yeah, it was the in the car.
No.
The CD guy.
Yeah, CD guy.
Yeah,
he had a gun, and then second of
all,
you
gotta understand,
you don't see the first part of the other video.
Exactly.
You don't see.
He also had a gun, by the way, in the car.
He did.
Registered. Yeah. Fine, but you only see the end. You don't know what happened.
Yeah, like first. I don't know what happened, and like
so you can't judge
she
it
was
by
not like.
How do you remain that calm?
Yeah, she was and then afterwards too, with her crushed up pack of Newports, just trying to like, just making sure she was in front of a camera,
in frame.
I don't know.
Her,
yeah, it was
just,
weird.
Just more of a publicity whore than a activist. Or
I don't get it. I mean, I'm sure. Listen,
I know shock does a lot of things to you, but could imagine being next to your loved one who was bleeding to death from multiple gunshot wounds and going on Facebook Live and going.
Yeah.
And moving the camera back and forth to him, to you, talking like normal.
Oh, please don't tell me he just died.
Yeah, over
and
over.
Well, there's no one there to tell you that.
Right. especially when that person is Jesus or Lord, because they don't exist, you dumb fuck. So
no one's going to tell you that.
Right.
I don't know who you're asking.
Right. You can just look over and see for yourself.
Yeah, just check his pulse.
Right.
He's dead.
You use that mirror technique, put under his nose. Just rip the rear view off. It's right there.
It's covered
right
in
front of you. Just wipe that aside.
Lick the coke off and put a mirror under his nose. I mean, I'm no professional in the whole situation.
You don't
at
have
all,
to be, though. People, the
really
overreaction is insane.
Yeah.
So again, we don't know what happened before that.
Yeah. No, you don't.
That guy in the car could have easily been going for his gun.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was.
Yeah, we don't
know. I don't know if he was. I have no idea. But the point is, we don't know.
No.
But the fucking automatic jumps to conclusion that.
But there has been, I mean, in any case, in any situation, there was, I heard the one with the CD guy, did they try to, like, their body cameras went down.
That one I don't know much about, honestly. I didn't read too or watch that.
Both of their body cameras malfunctioned, quote unquote, you know, like the same time.
Like the cop that pulled me over for a DWI, his dash cam wasn't working that night.
Really?
Saying
did you get out?
I stumbled even though I didn't stumble.
Oh, but they still took you aside.
Well, there was no dash cam.
Because I got out of my first one because they never read me my Miranda rights.
Was that on video?
Yeah, and they never fed me in jail. For an over 8 hour stay, I'm supposed to give you a bagel and juice. Oh, I had a good Jew, like a great lawyer. But I had a great lawyer.
Redundant. But I was gonna say when I went to county jail. No, both even.
No, this was
local
just like
law.
I wasn't
fed within 8 hours.
Yeah, over 8 hours. Dude, the guy
that's
was like,
a thing.
Yeah, they had me on camera. They had the whole camera of me in the cell. No bagel and juice over 8 hours. It was like you know, like mistreating me.
The majority of the times I was in a cell.
That
was
just part of it. The biggest thing was
the
no Miranda rights.
I wasn't worried about my hunger, but I never thought of that. Okay?
Handcuffing me and technically arresting me with no Miranda rights.
Technically, I think if you were handcuffed, you're under arrest.
No, they could detain you with handcuffs and let you go, which never happens. Well, the minute they detain you, you're getting arrested. Like, oh, for my safety, I'm
going
to handcuff you.
You're going for your Oscar on Cops.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're
the
not
TV
gonna,
show.
Yeah, no.
That is.
And, they looked through the video and they never read me my rights and a couple other different things he pointed out.
That's
got
to be rare though, man. Really rare that you get off of something.
Yeah,
like that.
Well, they lost a lot of paperwork because there was the county clerk got caught with like crack in her car and shit, and she had a whole bunch of paperwork and then she like got accidentally threw away in a dumpster somewhere. But part of it was mine. Oh man, there was the first one anyway.
You know, this reminds me of police stations. You mentioned to me. When we were talking the other day, this new video game, and the only time I heard about it was when a police station had to make an announcement saying, don't come in here playing the game.
No, oh, the Pokemon game?
Yeah.
That's a real thing, dude.
But like a police station had to come out and say,
no, Arlington Cemetery.
I don't even understand what it is.
Arlington Cemetery had to tell the kids not to come.
All right, now well, explain what
I had to go. I downloaded the game.
Why,
I
did, faggot?
Yesterday.
Why?
Because I didn't know why these kids were knocking down the door of the rink. Like, I don't understand what they're doing. They're beating down the door. Like, you know, there's a fucking.
For people know it.
There's an obese
ice rink.
Yeah, I work in an ice rink part time, and.
So I can cut that.
What? Oh, I don't care. No, that's fine. Right. It sounds like that's all
that
I do.
That was fake. Like, no, that's not all Nick does. But
I work at ice rink part-time, and then the rest of the time I just sit in my basement.
That's what I do.
Well, no, you have a full-time job.
Yeah, but the rest of the time with
that. I have another full-time job and a part-time job. Anyway.
Congratulations,
so the I actually contribute to society. Mm. So they're like banging on the door because there's some sort of fucking Pokemon in there.
Are you close at this point? Are you?
Well, we were open for like a clinic, and it wasn't really open to the public. So,
what?
But it, the where
you're doing
what happens?
Swabs? What do you mean you're open for a clinic?
Like a clinic also means like you can teach you something.
Oh,
like clinics. They run a clinic.
I'm familiar with the other ones. Okay.
Yeah, not just fucking where they just suck babies out of you.
This is a fun, good one.
That's where you should pick up chicks, Joe. Why do you go to fucking Planned Parenthood, dude?
That's perfect.
You know what I mean? The baby's already all out of them. They're not going to have a baby anytime soon.
Well, what other moment do they need a shoulder to cry on?
And you're right there to sweep it up.
Just swoop
and they're already fucking, you know they are, so they're probably hot. Some of them, maybe. But you know what I mean? That's the risk you take.
If I got that far that first night, there'd be dead baby juice coming out.
Oh, yeah. You can't fuck the first
night.
They
got some leftovers coming out from the clinic?
You might have seen eyelash.
Baby leftovers?
Fingernail?
Why'd you wait till that trimester? Fingernail? Christ.
Just the nail part, you know? Not a whole finger.
Oh, just the cuticle. Just the baby's cuticle.
Little hair. But it's not like Mr. Potato Head where like the lips fall out.
Some wisdom teeth.
Just a couple of fucking knuckles fall out.
Some beard shavings. It's early on in the trimester.
Yeah, dude, that's perfect. You just act like you're with, like, you know, you stand across the street and hold up a sign, and you act like you're, like, you know, abortion kills, baby killers, and then, like, when you see a hot one, like, flip your side around and be like, I support, like, oh, baby, you follow me. This must be hard enough as it is.
And then out of nowhere, the drone comes.
Yeah.
With a sign, follow, with an arrow on the back, and then, oh, that's perfect. Because then, you know, if they don't want to come with me, I could just follow them with a drone to where they live.
That's it.
So I follow them.
Baby, this must be tough. You come with me. I'll show you right where to go. You're going to want to go to office S17 right down here on the left. Like, you've been there 9 million times. This is where you go. You're going to see Dr. Ferguson. He's going to take care of you, baby, all right? When you're done, you come right back out here. Daddy, drive you home. You think they got to wear diapers? When they're done, like, does the shit fall out? I don't know how that process works.
It is like a giant cotton ball tampon thing.
Like, what is it? Like, what? Oh, I don't even know.
This is a dead baby stuffer.
Is it a vacuum?
Oh, is it the procedure? I mean, it depends. If you want to have fun, you get the tongs and you hear bones break and stuff. But you know,
there's no bones. I don't think.
Nah, the cartilage, whatever.
That's how you do it, man. You find a Pokemon.
That's how you do it.
Well, folks, that's how you do it.
This is the official advertisement for the Pokemon game.
That's how you do it, yeah. You got to catch them all.
Carlos.
You got to kill them all. Oh, man.
But I really still don't know what this game is.
You can literally, it uses your GPS on your phone. And you can hold your phone up to while your camera's on.
Right.
Like, in the real world, and then just, like, turn around, and all of a sudden there'll be a Pokemon in the corner.
Okay,
like,
now...
Pokemon's like a creature. It's like a cartoon creature.
No, I saw the gay yellow thing. I know. But where do you go to know to do this?
You can just walk all around. It's everywhere.
What do you mean? Who's walking around aimlessly holding their phone?
Did you see my video?
No.
You didn't see my video last night?
No.
On Facebook?
No. Are you looking at, what?
Oh, my God, dude. Look at my video.
Is the video you took?
I took the video, yes.
All right.
on my Facebook.
I'm assuming this is near your rink job.
It's right outside the rink door. Dude, they're like zombies. Everyone's staring at their phone. There's about 30 of them.
But
nobody knows each other.
They have to get some kind of hint as to where, what areas to look in.
No, you just keep walking. They're everywhere. And then you got, there's like these stops where you...
What happens when you find one?
You got to catch it. You got to like, you got to...
What do you mean? It doesn't exist.
You got to throw this little ball at it.
What?
That's it. That's the video right there. That's it. Like, look at all of them right there. They're all just droning around on their phones. Started from the beginning. Started from the beginning. You didn't start from the beginning.
All right. If you look at Nick's Facebook, you could.
There's a Pokestop right there. There's like
they're all holding their phones, looking like they're trying to find their drone.
Yeah. And their heads are down in their phone. How many are there? Like, what, about 20 kids there?
Close.
Nah, maybe 15.
Okay,
and
yeah, but
the other two running.
But no, but
watch
I was gonna say
there's
two, some joining
three, four.
Them.
Yeah, they're all going to that one spot because there's a Pokemon there.
And this is a 25-second video.
Right.
I'm assuming you've seen this more than once.
Oh, my God. There's droves of them.
I still don't understand. Where? You get the app.
Yeah.
There's no hint on where you should go and look. You just by yourself decide,
you
I'm
going to
look here. But no, wait, now, who plants these fake...
I don't
fake...
know. I don't. I can't tell you. Someone's got
it.
I mean,
you can't tell me.
I don't know who does it.
It's a secret?
No. I honestly can't tell you because I don't know.
Oh, I'll get mad at you. No, but
they just drone around. Like there was a spot right there to catch, like to recharge yourself or something. And I don't know what the fuck. Like you got to charge up or something.
Well, again, okay, you find the invisible thing.
Yeah,
and what?
It like it gives you a virtual map and shows you where they are. Then you have to
go.
Oh,
so you can, like...
Yeah, you can look where they are.
You get an idea where...
Yeah, where they are.
All right.
Then you walk around, and to get to that spot...
I mean, it's still fucking ridiculous, but...
Once you get to that spot, it shows you a real-time picture through your camera. It has to access your camera.
Right.
And then you see, like, this little cartoon guy in the
corner. Then what?
Then you, like, throw a ball at it. You flick a ball at it.
From, like, flicking your...
From your
screen.
Phone. Yeah.
You don't carry a Nerf ball with
it.
Right.
No.
So then what?
And then you catch it.
Then what?
That's it.
What do you mean?
That's it.
What do you win?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
You don't win a thing, and it's just to collect all
of
them.
No, you have to win something.
You don't win anything. And you can have battles with them.
What do you mean battles?
You can fight other people. I think you can fight other people. I don't know. It told me I had to level up to like 5 in order to find out what this other thing did, because
what?
I saw a lot of these other things. Basically, the three things I saw was like, you can catch A, you can catch a Pokemon. Two, you can go to this place to like recharge yourself, which means...
What does
like,
that mean?
They're usually like historical monuments around. Like, that was a place to recharge yourself in the video, I think.
But again, real quick, I got to back up. I saw the news story. This is how I heard about it, quickly.
Right.
That a police station said, don't come in here for these. So who's putting these things?
I think it's just random. Because they said that there was a thing on the news that said there was one, like...
Because they're not real, obviously they could do it digitally, you know, without going into the place, I'm assuming. Because
right.
I heard there was one in a Holocaust museum. Someone
told
there
was
me today.
One in the fucking Arlington Cemetery. And there was one, some guy found one like 500 nautical miles into the Atlantic Ocean. Like he found, like they were on a fucking...
Don't tell me he did that to get there on purpose.
No. They were just like, they were on like some sort of shipping container ship.
This is depressing enough.
I
don't understand any of this.
There's one way...
Of this fucking app game thing that I understand
just,
the point
of. It's supposed to get kids outside, but like today...
Get a drone!
The latest one now was... Yeah, so you can just... What you do is you just crash into a tree and look for it for 5 hours.
That is more... makes more sense.
Morbid.
And is... You know, more of a mental and physical exercise than this fucking nonsense.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's just an activity for them to do, but it's such a craze. Pokemon has more downloads than Twitter in a week than Twitter put together.
Shut up.
Yep, has more downloads than Twitter.
What?
There's more people using this game than there are using Twitter in the world.
What's the app called?
Pokemon Go.
I just want to see how many have downloaded it. On Android alone.
God, dude. It's got to be in the millions. It's got
to
be
at
least...
Twitter has to be the most popular app.
I wouldn't be
app.
Surprised if it's in the, like, 20 million.
Pokemon Go. On Android, 10 million downloads.
10 million?
That's Android.
But is that... Does it max out at 10 million?
I really don't know.
Can it tell you more than 10 million?
I have no idea. I just and this came out recently?
A week ago.
That's pretty recent.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be a week tomorrow. Because, dude, it's on the news.
Why? I don't
understand. It's on fucking... some guy fell into a lake today, chasing one.
Good. He drowned?
No.
Why not?
But it's crazy.
I really don't understand the attraction.
Oh, no. Nobody does.
Like, what's that? What was that other thing? It's similar where, you know, you actually fucking get something, like a prize or whatever, where people would hide... I think it was maybe...
Oh, geocaching.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I used to do that. You don't get anything. Well, you can if you just steal the geocache. But the whole point
of that
give
me a quick rundown, because I know that kind of made sense.
It's the same thing.
No, but it was kind of real.
You find physical objects, actual physical objects.
Right.
And they were called caches. And they were usually like a small container that held other smaller items. And you could either add an item to it or check it off your list. Or take an item from it.
Is checking off your list just meaning you find it, or you take it with you?
Yeah, no, you just check it off your list, like that you found that cache.
Oh, so you don't win anything unless
you
steal it.
You don't win anything unless you steal it. Yeah, some
which
of them have like
rings.
Which is
what you meant by geo-stealing.
Yeah, exactly. Because we used to do that, I don't know, man, I guess about 10 years
Who
ago.
Who would put valuable shit in that?
Well, it's cool because, like, I thought it was just interesting because it did get you out. And this
no,
is
the
10
concept
years ago.
Sounds interesting.
And then
definitely, especially
like,
for 10
there
years
would
ago.
Be like a there would be like a you know those troll toys. Like it's the only example I can give you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like me and Eric found one.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a geocache that was like hidden behind a guardrail, 10 miles down into the throughway exit off of like in Yonkers.
And again, you had an app that gave
and
you.
We had
like...
an app that took us right to it.
Right.
Much.
Right.
And there was hints on how to get there. And like in it was like, here's this troll. I originally started in like Tennessee. And I'm trying to get to Maine. Can you take me there? So, like, you would take this thing as if you were going anywhere, and then you would take it to the closest geocache that was headed up to Maine, like, on your way. Like, if we were headed north on the thruway, we just would have taken us with us to the next geocache stop and put it in there.
But once you got to yours, what'd you do? You just checked it off your list?
Yeah, that's it. You just found it.
And you
cool.
went back home.
But back then, it was big
no,
deal.
I understand.
Like 10 years
it
ago,
doesn't
now
sound
it's like,
as... No, I know.
Now you just look at them probably from Google Maps.
Right.
You don't even have to go find anything.
Or the camera on your drone.
Or the camera on your fucking drone. Or you can look at a lot of leaves
if
that way, too.
If you know how to fly it. Yeah, or that, if you don't. And branches.
Branches and leaves. But, yeah, no, it's hey, listen... I guess it gets the kids out into traffic, into like.
Well, I mean, it's better than sitting behind Facebook 9 hours a day.
Dude, you don't know. Think about it. We were talking about this at work the other day. No one, I have not seen a kid on a bicycle in fucking like 5 years.
Yeah, just middle-aged queers that should be in cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Have you ever
right.
seen kids on a bike?
No.
Yeah, I haven't around my neighborhood.
When we were kids, you had to have a bike.
Wait to have a bicycle.
If you didn't have a bike, you were a fucking loser.
Yeah, you were fucking, And if you had a scooter, you're even bigger loser. The scooter people. I don't even know
of the scooter people.
The scooter people? With the two fat, like the two mini fat
everyone
tires?
Everyone listening has to understand this is way before any Razor roll
board. Oh, yeah,
not Razor
scooter. I'm talking about like scooter with like air in the tire scooters. They were like about 10 inches round.
I never knew anyone with one.
And like they had like I hated those things, and they had brakes on them. It was like you push it with your feet. Why do you need brakes for something you push with your feet?
The Flintstones didn't need brakes.
Yeah, no, not at all. Like, at least a bike you pedal. Yeah. Like, you grow momentum. This thing you just push with your foot. Just get off of it. Why do you need brakes? But like I was saying, but that's
you
where
need to stop walking
you
fast.
Just
and you'll stop.
Get off it, moron.
Just squeeze a handlebar.
But I haven't seen a kid out on a bicycle. And I made a point to myself, I forget who it was at work, somebody at work. I made a point to myself to actually like look and try to see. And I have yet to see one. And we were talking about this, I think, a couple weeks ago. And I still haven't, like, I've seen grown men.
Yeah, no, kids don't play outside anymore.
Yeah,
they just
don't get out. Nobody does.
Do you think it's because the technology keeps them inside or because the parents are so much more stricter these days? They keep their kids inside and don't allow them to go
I hope it's
farther
the
than their front yard.
I hope it's not that.
I think it's a mixture of both.
But
do you have a phone case where the back of it looks like a text message?
No, I just haven't taken the sticker off of it yet.
What is that?
I want to keep it's a phone case that charges my fucking phone.
Oh.
I got four charges in this phone. Four full charges.
Why is there three paragraphs of directions on a blue sticker?
Because it tells you how to work it.
You plug it in.
No, but then if you want to charge it, you press this button, hold it in, and then this
I have one like that. It's a little thicker, but you just... It replaces the back case of the phone. Oh, you have an iPhone.
No,
you're weird.
Case.
You can't take your,
no,
your battery
iPhone,
out.
No. Yeah, I have a regular phone.
Weird. Like regular. Oh.
Yeah, I know this Android shit.
Right, the shit.
It crashes and...
Uh-huh.
People fuck... Android people. Android people are a different breed of people, Joe. Maybe that's what you got to look at. Maybe your life will turn around when you get an iPhone.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I'm saying?
It's not my wardrobe.
Android people. Well, yeah. That too.
At what age should I start dressing like an adult?
At this point...
What am I wearing right now for the audience?
Chris Cornell shirt?
I'll be 33 in November.
Chris Cornell shirt, some cargo shorts, and Converse.
Chuck Taylors. Low tops.
What the fuck is the difference?
Chuck Taylors.
Chuck
there's
Taylor's
more than one type of Converse sneakers.
Yeah, but...
Yes, there is.
They're low top Converse.
Yeah.
Chuck Taylors. Hey, when are you going to not wear Chuck Taylors?
Is there a deadline?
Would you ever wear flip-flops?
I've long passed the deadline.
Would you ever wear flip-flops?
They hurt my toes.
They hurt
the inside of my toe and that thing.
The inside? Oh, the little thong part?
No. The toe next to your big toe.
Yeah.
The web. That hurts.
It hurts for like the first day. You got to break them in.
Why don't you just get the ones that don't go in there?
Oh, I have those too. Like prison shower shoes.
Did you take them from?
Oh, yeah. Those are my favorite pair. But now they give you Crocs.
Did Bob, what's his name, make them?
Bob Barker. Yeah, dude.
He made my fake high top Chuck
Taylors.
Yeah,
dude. He ran the gamut.
I had them somewhere. I took those.
I don't know if he still does.
I took those from county jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, Bob Barker made the deodorant, the everything.
Shampoo, the toothbrushes, the fucking shoes.
Yeah, for all you weirdos that have never been to jail, you don't know, Bob Barker's a hero.
Bob Barker, the same Bob Barker from The Price is Right.
He kept us hygienic.
Runs the gamut on all of the...
health products, or whatever you call them.
Not even health products.
Hygiene products?
Yeah, hygiene, I guess so. Yeah, and your commissary in jail. Yeah, you didn't get any...
He owns the market.
You were a dirty fuck if you didn't have anything from Bob Barker because he was responsible for you cleaning your balls.
That's right.
Or anything.
Bob Barker's shoes were like Air Jordans out here
on
the outside.
Well, you got the Barkers originally, but everybody
wanted
the
Nikes. It
was the 90s
in your block.
Yeah.
Kind of dated myself there.
No, everyone had the Barkers, man. The Velcro top Barkers.
You
kind of
had no choice because the cops had put
these
on.
You did have a choice. You could get the Nikes on commissary if you really
wanted. I was only in county jail. I wasn't. You were in, I was in the same county jail you were in.
Yeah, but
I was only in holding and whatever for a week.
Oh yeah, I was there for a long time.
A slightly longer vacation.
Yeah. I was there for a while. So you wanted everybody had if you were there for a while you wanted.
Well, so you went to the commissary. You had a choice of.
Yeah, you could get from three different shoes. Oh no, sorry. Well, three different shoes, one including the Bob Barkers that you get anyway.
And what were the other ones?
A Velcro.
Non-Bob Barker?
Velcro non-Bob Barker Nikes. No, Velcro...
Nikes?
No, sorry. Yes, there were. There was two. There was Nikes that were gray. They were $45, and it took you forever to save up for that shit. And then there was... Like,
how many
a lower...
days of working in the kitchen get you $45?
I got $1 a day.
$1 a day
for working in the kitchen.
And that's the best job you could probably get
Yeah, I had the best job you could have. Because every trustee got... $1 a day, but at least I worked in the kitchen.
How did you become a trustee again?
Because I was a non-violent offender.
No, I mean in general. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, you can't be like it's.
So you're automatically in.
It's looked upon as a privilege. I did not think so because you work 12 hours a day, mandatory. It's from 6 to 6.
What about other jobs? Same hours or?
Yeah, some of those are trustee jobs, or like you just wake up and mop in the morning from like 4 a.m. to like 8 a.m. and then you're done for the day. But then you don't get to work in the kitchen where, like, I could smuggle up Parmesan cheese and Gatorade and shit that didn't have salt.
Would they really watch you? Could you just eat whatever, man.
Yeah, I would eat with the officers. Like, I was in jail and I was eating fucking, like, lobster salad and, like, bacon and shit because you were in
the
kitchen.
Like the officer's food?
Yeah, you were in the kitchen.
Right.
So you would eat.
I mean, obviously the.
Yeah, they cook for the officers.
Inmates aren't
too.
Getting that.
No,
right.
Not at all. We had our main job was to prepare the food for the rest of the inmates, but they had, you know, they had to cook for the officers there as well. So you would just get, you know, you would, every.
I would assume the officers were watching slightly because they don't want shit like glass in their food.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? You had someone constantly over you. You had one knife watch guy, like just watched you with the knives and shit, because the knives were chained to the tables. So like you could fucking you could snip off the end of a knife real quick and put it in your pocket or
just you snap the tip off. Yeah.
So that happened a lot. And like any kind of tongs or whatever.
But there was someone always watching.
Boiling hot water was regulated.
Holding. Even though the knife was chained, there was someone watching.
There was like 15 people in the kitchen just watching you. Because that's how it was hard for me. I had to put the deboner juice in this Gatorade every day. That was like one of my jobs.
What?
To put the saltpeter in the Gatorade.
Who would have to take saltpeter?
Everyone.
What do you mean?
If you didn't, the only thing you could drink in jail without saltpeter in it was water. So if you wanted coffee or Gatorade juice.
What?
Yeah, they put that shit in it so you can't get hard.
What was it, some, not that I'm all for gay ass fucking, but what was it, some kind of evangelical Christian
prison? It's just so you don't get hard in prison. Like, so you don't get hard.
Yeah, but the only point of that would be to stop.
Oh, no, you get morning wood, you get fucking, you know what I mean? You get fucking horny, you want to jerk off.
No, but my point is, why would they spend money and put that?
Because it supposedly lowers your testosterone and like.
Oh, so it makes you less violent and all that shit.
Yeah, so you're not going to fucking go beat someone up and like all the pent up rage or whatever.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so I had to mix this huge like packet of like one packet of Gatorade, this powdered Gatorade.
Anti-dick Kool-Aid.
Well, yeah, it was mixed into it. No, I'm sorry. They gave me a pack of Gatorade powder. This packet I mixed into I think it was like a 100-gallon tub.
It was made for probably two. Maybe one gallon?
No.
It was made for that much.
It was made for that many.
All right.
And then, the saltpeter stuff is so strong that I put a packet the size of it. No, you don't. You can't. So what I would used to do is I used to sell Gatorade that didn't have it in it. I would break the packets upstairs.
Can you talking about this?
Yeah. Fucking matter now.
All right. It's been long enough, right?
What do I care?
Okay.
So it's jail. I mean, fucking. When I was on probation, I wouldn't talk about it, but not now.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Because you never told me this
before.
Dude,
millions of people have been to jail. Nope. I never told you this?
I don't know. Not this part.
Oh, yeah, man. I'd stick Parmesan cheese in my feet.
But I was going to say, how would you get it out of the kitchen?
Yeah, that's one time I got caught because I put the purple pack in my shoe and it burst open.
What'd you put in your shoe?
A purple pack of Gatorade powder. Now, this is.
Powder.
Powder. This is meant for 100 gallons, and I had it in my shoe. And it busted
so
open
maybe,
everywhere.
What, 3-4 inches thick? More?
It looks like, you know what it is? It looks like a hot cocoa pouch.
Yeah.
But stuffed. Not like a little bit
like
you put in hot cocoa.
Explode.
Yeah, just about to explode. It's exactly what that is.
Like one of those bomb bags you
exactly.
squeeze in the middle of
exactly.
and it's fucking, yeah.
Yeah, they throw that in. And I put one under my foot to get upstairs because it didn't have the saltpeter in it. And I would sell a scoop for $4. And a scoop made you like a gallon. Like a little teaspoon of it. Like not much. And I'd sell it for like $4 or $5. And the only way they could pay you was in stamps, because stamps was like the only currency.
Yeah.
Stamps are if you wanted something in trade, but stamps were actual money.
For decades,
yeah.
Right? And just yeah.
Yeah, and I used to smuggle everything. Bacon. I used to sell bacon and everything. Meanwhile, mind you, everything that I fucking sold has been in my fucking foot, like Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, but in there, it
been in
matter.
My foot. Bacon, been under my feet. Like after working all day long, fucking anything I took from that place, soda. Like the little soda things.
I would buy Viking from you right now if you had them in your toe
apps
for
exactly.
a day. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I know,
I'm not even in jail.
Care. Yeah.
So.
No, man. It's funny.
I understand.
It was funny, though.
Fuck.
But, yeah, man. I don't even know where we were going with that. But that's
I think it started with Pokemon.
Yeah. And then don't play Pokemon, kids. You'll end up in jail.
And that's tonight's lesson.
That's it.
Well, this is a lot of fun. We should do this more often.
I think we can. Yeah, man. You know what? I like this a lot.
Yeah. It's just,
this is easy.
You know, half the time, you know, there's no video here, so you can't see. Half the time, I just put the laptop monitor down.
We're just talking.
Hanging, talking. Yeah, no, I prefer this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to make people annoyed at me, but I don't care. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We should do this a lot.
Dude, we start, for the first one, I think we did pretty good.
We got to rename. We got to make a name, though.
Yeah. We do.
It's not the Cousin Joe Show.
Yeah, true.
It's different.
Yeah, we got time to think of that. Let's see how their first experimental show goes.
See, I don't like the fact that Nick and Joe has a better ring to it. It just does. There's no way around it.
Did we ever get into a thing about that in the beginning?
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did, right? Oh, I think we did. Oh, of course I did. Don't remember.
Because your name wasn't on the bumper sticker.
Was that what it was?
At first. No, at first.
No, it was at first. And then you scratched him off like... Oh,
after we had
man.
A fight. I,
we
yeah.
had a fight. You,
I didn't scratch him off. I took a razor blade and I No, you're
you
right. I did sharpen it.
I sharpened my name off of like 500 stickers. Ah, I still have one of them. I still have one of the ones with my name sharpened off.
Oh, you found that's right, because when we weren't talking, you went in the studio I was doing the show in.
Yeah. That's
and,
right.
And you
that's
left
right.
me a note that I sucked the producer's dick or whatever at the time.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
No.
Rich Quinn, you left a note. I think it was you and Ryan Fox. You left a fucking loosely papered silly joke letter that sucks Richard Quinn's cock. And yes, you did.
And I did. I
yes,
remember that.
Yes, you do. You totally do. That's why you can't look at me right now. You totally do.
Oh, no, I don't remember that at all. I swear to God.
It was there. It was under a copier.
like in the copy piece?
Yeah.
Okay, it's kind of coming back.
Yeah.
Maybe I did.
Like maybe you're about to make 10 copies and then we're like, now one's enough. I think you'll get the point that he only sucks his cock once. We don't have to make 10 copies of it. We'll just leave it here for him to find.
Why was I even in that studio? I don't get it.
I don't know.
What I was doing. It's like,
well, it was also, I mean,
ago.
that place also had band rehearsal practice, so you
oh,
probably were friends
right.
with the band.
Yeah, there you go,
asshole.
Remember, that's right. That's right. I remember, and you hit that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny.
So we'll have to do like a
no.
Ras Letta. Yeah. Something. You know
we'll
what?
Figure it out.
Let's pick a name.
Let's have a
without
name
without our names in it.
Yeah, that's even better.
Let's do that.
That's better.
I don't want to come home one day and have a piece of paper and just like suck my father's cock in my, cock
put it
in
my
printer. If it rains, I won't be able to read it.
I know your address, my heart.
Okay.
I'll just
so thanks for listening, everyone. Those of you who haven't listened to Nick and I in
tune
the air,
in for
he
next
loves
week's
to
show.
Bring and up I'll the fact give... that we would always go in public, and anytime I do something slightly, it would always turn into. Out embarrass each other, and Nick's fucking go-to was just screaming my first and last name followed by my address and sometimes phone number.
It worked every time.
Oh, I shut down very quickly.
Nowadays in the digital era, man, that would just go.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I'm jaded.
That would just fly, man. That would someone would catch it on some recording and.
Well, this was fun, man. Let's do more often.
Yeah, man. It sucks. I gotta go to work.
I know. But okay. We'll try to keep this up.
Definitely, man.
All right. Well, I'm going to hit stop recording, and then we're going to hang out for a little longer.
Let's go smoke a cigarette.
You guys just aren't going to hear it, though.
Yeah, no.
But it's going to be the same, really.
It would be the same thing.
For the most part.
A whole bunch of the same.
That's what I like about it. All right.
All right, boys and girls.
Later.
Take it easy.
No outro music, see? Nothing. No.
Nothing. Crickets.
Nothing
crickets
smooth.
Crickets should be our outro music.
Nothing smooth. Well, that indicates boring, so I don't want to do that.
Oh, you're right.
So we'll just...
And there you have it. There was the first in, as of now, I'm back live. Hi. On Thanksgiving. Hi. There was the first and, as of now, only Nick and Joe show. Again, as I explained in the beginning before I played that recording... We still don't have a name. We recorded that in mid-July, and we're going to keep going with it as a second show I did, because Nick's schedule wouldn't allow him to come every, or be nearly committed at all to Thursdays. And then, like I said, just tuning in now, I explained in the beginning of the show, rather long-windedly, as I tend to do, but that was right before I got kicked out of my house and a bunch of life changes happened. So that was, again, the first and only recording. So now that things are different, you know, Nick and I can do that second show recorded. I don't know, we might still do that. But, like I also said, how many times am I going to say like I also said in the beginning of the show? That makes 7 in the last 30 seconds. Now that I'm 4 minutes away from where Nick is, he might just be on the Cousin Joe show Thursdays most of the time. We'll see how it goes. But either way, Nick and I mean, no disrespect to any co-host I currently work with or have worked with, but there's just something about Nick, I just fucking funniest human being I've ever met in my life. No one makes me laugh harder. I have no greater chemistry with anyone on radio. I'm not really sure if any of you give a shit about this, but I'm saying it anyway. I guess the point is, I'm doing my best to get Nick back on the show. Whether it's this one, Cousin Joe's show, or a second one. We'll see what happens. Either way, though, I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. If you did, then you're really fucking weird. Or, again, unless you spent it without family, then I understand why you had a good time. All right, so we're going to get out of here. By we, I mean myself talking to my H1 Zoom plugged into my laptop, as I still don't have the equipment here yet in my new apartment. Still have had no... Every time I come home from work, I wince. I wince before I look at my front door because I'm anticipating, if not a piece of paper, a giant piece of neon oak tag with the words, "Please stop blasting music after 1 a.m. on weeknights, you asshole." It's amazing the amount of people in this building that put up with my subwoofer and nonsense. But, you know me, I'll just keep testing it until I get told not to. That's basically how I live my life. Smart, right? That's the smart way to do it. And not selfish at all. All right. I and Dave will see you next Thursday live for the full, well, it'll be 2 hours if it's at Hammy's. If I'm able to get the equipment down here where I am now, it will go back to the full 3 hours most likely. And possibly with Nick, as I mentioned. So, hope you enjoyed that little recorded, never aired before piece Nick and I did. Just hanging out with a mic on. You could probably tell by listening, I wasn't even looking at the levels. It was fucking great. Just what it should be. A bunch of fucking fun. That's it. So, again, thank you for checking this out. If you're just tuning in now, because I was a little late on the Facebook update post, don't you worry, because the second I disconnect, I will post the entire show, all an hour and a half of it, to MLR, CousinJoeShow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever, all that shit. All right. Have a good night. See you next week. Just like the other show, the record one, there's no outro. There's no music. So you're going to hear silence. Are you ready? Not yet.